someone. Always trust my gut.
Hello and welcome to Gutted. I'm Elise.
And I'm Tony, and we're here to spill our guts about horror film trailers.
Today we have another horror trailer review for you all. We will be reviewing the trailer for The First Omen, set to be released April 5th of 2024. This film is directed by Arkasha Stevenson and written by Tim Smith, Arkasha Stevenson, and Keith Thomas.
Let's preview that trailer.
You don't have to be afraid. This child is his way.
All right, that was The First Omen. I've got to say that is, for me, so far, the best horror trailer of 2023. Hands down.
I like how you specified horror trailer.
Yeah.
Of 2024?
2024. I forgot what year we were in.
Yeah. Time just flies by.
That is the best horror trailer of 2024.
You were going backwards like the trailer.
Yes. And you know, when I first saw that trailer, because they have been playing this in the movie theaters quite a bit.
Yeah, never gets old.
The first time I saw the trailer, I had no idea that it was for the Omen franchise. I thought maybe it was like The Nun.
Honestly, Nun 3. I was like, all right, another Nun movie, but at least this trailer looks good.
Yeah, nuns are quite in fashion.
They are hopping.
We have this amazing song by the band Fever Ray, side project of
The Knife.
The Knife, yeah. It's like a really cool, haunting and eerie song.
And the
it feels
song,
modern, but also feels old.
And the song, even though it's not, the song sounds like it's being played backwards. And the trailer.
It might be. There might be elements. Well, there might be elements
that are backwards.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
And that's why it has this kind of like otherworldly feel when you listen to that song.
Right.
And it matches the trailer very well because the whole trailer is going backwards.
It looks like we're, in some sort of Holy Vatican City type of thing. And there's this nun and there's little kids and they're playing Ring Around the Rosie and there's priests. Everything's in reverse. But it doesn't feel like it. It's like not super obvious, especially the first time I watched it. I didn't actually notice.
Yeah.
But, you know, after seeing it multiple times, I'm like, oh, that's pretty crazy. The whole trailer is in reverse.
Yeah.
And you have this nun. She looks like she's going through a lot of stuff.
She's like wearing a really cool, very deep V.
Yeah. At one point she's dressed as if she's going clubbing.
And then I thought maybe she was like a singer or something.
She looks distressed in some scenes. And one scene she looks all like distressed, goth, almost vampiric. And then there's a scene where she's like laughing maniacally as if she's in some sort of psycho ward.
As if she's in the sequel to Smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked like the same lady in that moment too.
Yeah. There's like a priest at the end. We have like a close-up of an eyeball and the priest is saying it is his way.
Yeah, I think that's Bill Nye's voice.
There are definitely some like priests that seem quite suspect.
Yeah, I will say this trailer really grabbed me, not just because of the song and the fact that everything was going backwards, but also the presence of Bill Nye. I'm like, what? They got Bill Nye, aka Sean's stepdad in Shaun of the Dead. I mean, he's been in many things and he's wonderful, but
one of our favorite roles.
Yes, I love him. And so when I saw him in this, I was like, oh man, this is going to be amazing. No matter what, at least his scenes will be amazing.
Yeah. I before you mentioned that, you're like, oh, another nun movie. I do want to comment on that. Nuns are very in right now.
Yeah.
We had The Nun 2.
Immaculate.
There's also a movie called Cabrini, which I don't think is a horror movie, it's about nuns. And I think Mother Cabrini has like a ghost story around. I could be wrong about that.
That I think is a historical drama.
But still, another nun movie. So nuns are in right now.
And there's that one that we saw with that one.
Sister Death.
That was one. But there was another one that we saw in theaters with the blonde nun.
Oh yeah,
called that's like right. Pray for the Devil or something.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we've had a lot of nun movies. Whoever cut this trailer, they get little claps. They win all the awards.
I wish we could have a category at awards ceremonies for best trailer. Just putting it out there.
I wonder if there is an award ceremony just for trailers.
There should be, and I will go, or at least watch it. That would be so interesting.
Well, if there's not, maybe we'll start one. Maybe that's our calling.
Best trailer. Killers of the Flower Moon. Love Lies Bleeding.
Love Lies Bleating.
Bleating.
Yeah. A story about goats.
Bloody sheep.
Oh. Right. So this is part of the Omen franchise. For the longest time, I had not seen anything in the Omen franchise.
Until recently.
Very, very recently. Actually, like within the last week or two, I've just seen the 70s Omen, the actual first Omen, not the first. That's going to be confusing for me.
Now that you've seen The Omen from the 70s with Gregory Peck.
Yeah.
Give me a prediction for the first Omen.
My prediction is that she's going to give birth to a devil baby.
Okay. Obvious.
I think that this lady who's going through all this stuff, she is going to be a nun that is sort of questioning her faith or falling from grace. And that's why she is targeted by the devil to bear her child.
Mm-hmm.
But because it is a prequel, I think she's going to lose, because if she wins and she defeats the devil and doesn't have the child, then
there's no Damien.
Yeah, then there's no Damien. Spoiler if you haven't seen The Omen. Damien is somebody else's child and they do like a little swappy swap.
Swamp.
Does this take place before? Is she the mom of Damien?
Oh, so is your prediction that she is the mom that dies and then Damien gets into
that? That would be the most obvious thing. Yeah. So then the like point of the movie is really not like what's going to happen. It's more of just like, look what happened.
Yeah. Origin story of Damien. That's kind of cool.
So look, Damien's mom went through all this shit.
You know what? Okay. So this trailer, it starts with nuns lying on the ground. And then it very quickly after that goes to the main lady with the deep V-neck, sparkly silver tank top, and then it goes back to her being a nun. So I'm thinking this trailer or the events in this trailer are happening in reverse also.
Could be.
Or in chronological reverse order. Anyway, so I'm thinking she starts out as a nun. She's like, oh, I hate this. I'm going to leave this habit behind.
Ha.
And then I'm going to go be a pop star in this underground nightclub.
I'm gonna go find American Idol and try out.
Yeah, in the 70s. So she goes to the nightclub and gets impregnated because she's like, I don't want to be a nun. I'm gonna go have sex.
Oh yeah, that does look like a disco, Studio 54 outfit.
So she's like, this is my way out of the nunhood. I have to go have sex with somebody in this disco. And so she does, but unbeknownst to her, it's the devil's baby.
So yeah, the devil and disco. Actually, that makes a lot of sense because I've definitely heard those two.
The devil's like disco.
Devil's disco or
the devil likes disco.
Yeah.
Disco, Satan's music. That makes sense.
I think Satan's music would probably be something like new metal.
No, too obvious. It's definitely disco.
Maybe that's like Satan's posers. Sorry, new metal fans. I just made a very rash judgment.
How dare you?
I used to listen to new metal when I was in high school.
You still do.
Ooh, don't tell anyone.
Wait, is Fuel new metal?
I don't know. I don't think I know what new metal is aside from like Limp Bizkit.
Okay, my last prediction. At the very end, there's a quote that's backwards. I've seen this trailer a few times now. I'm trying really hard to figure out what this backwards phrase is.
I mean, we could take it and play it in reverse.
I want to guess.
Okay, we're going to guess. Okay.
Okay, so I think it's going to be the iconic line from the 70s Omen where his governess is about to kill herself and she says, Damien, it's all for you.
Damien, it's all for you. Okay, hold on. I'm just going to go back to the trailer and try to listen to that little end part again. Damn it!
I think
it's kind of, it does sound like Damien.
It does, right?
Yeah.
I feel like she at least says the word Damien twice.
I definitely heard Damien in there.
It's all for you, Damien.
Yeah.
That was the most chilling line. And I watched it with Tony again. The first time I had seen The Omen from the 70s was when I was in high school and I got my wisdom teeth taken out and I got to rent 5 horror movies from Blockbuster. And one of them was The Omen. And that line chilled me to the bone. And then rewatching it again, like last week, I was like, oh, I still get chills.
Yeah, it happens at a kid's party, at Damien's party, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The Omen, the original Omen from the 70s did have some very chilling moments and definitely some deep seated creep factor the whole time.
You just feel fear of nannies forever. Like all nannies in that movie are creepy.
Now, have you seen any of the sequels?
I have not.
Because I think there are quite a few. If I had a guess, I would say there's like 5 or 6.
I was going to try to watch some more in preparation for this, but I'm like, nah, not worth it. Too much right now.
Well, you know, maybe before this comes out, we'll get around to seeing 2 and 3. But since this is a prequel, yeah, I think it's safe to say you can watch it without having seen the sequels.
Yeah.
You probably should watch the original.
I think so.
Is there anything in this trailer that you think you are not going to like?
I don't want to guess anything that I'm not going to like because I don't want to jinx it and like make that happen.
I kind of have a little bit of a feeling that the trailer is going to be better than the movie. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's okay. I'm still holding out hope.
I feel like if nothing else, you have an actor like Bill Nighy in the movie, it's going to be halfway decent. I'm putting so a lot
some
of
strong acting.
I'm putting a lot of stock in Bill Nighy. I mean, he could just be up there like reading a menu from Shakey's.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, cool.
Cool. That's what Elise wants to go pay money to go see in a theater. Bill Nighy reading the In-N-Out menu. It didn't really show in the trailer too much. And I'm sure there are other trailers out, but we're just focusing on this trailer because this is the one that we've seen in the theaters. Usually they put out trailer 2, trailer 3. And by that time, they start spoiling stuff.
I know. I actually am going to try to avoid any subsequent trailers because this tells me kind of nothing.
Yeah. Well, we only have to. Oh, actually, sorry. No, we're not going to see this tomorrow. I was like, we're going to go see this tomorrow. Never mind. No.
We don't have screeners. What are we thinking?
Someone send us a screener.
Please, for anything.
The other thing that I tend to get a little annoyed by is if they over explain the story or like the characters. It's like it's the devil. Like add a layer of mystery. I don't need all the explanation. I feel like sometimes sequels and prequels suffer because they over-explain
things. They over-explain. You don't need it. And I also will say if they try to replicate the thing that was almost the creepiest thing about The Omen in the 70s is that creepy little boy. if they find another little kid that they try to make as creepy as him, I think it will suffer just because what they tend to do is they give the kid too many lines. And Damien in The Omen had hardly any lines. He just like look creepy.
Just rode around on his tricycle.
Yeah, knocking people over staircases.
He was actually having a good time.
He was having a great time. No supervision, except for from that nanny. Should have been fired. Anyway, this is not a review of The Omen from the 70s.
Anyways, the first Omen looks awesome. I am actually very excited to see this and excited to possibly watch some of the sequels of The Omen before watching this, if there is time.
We do like to kind of have marathons in preparation for these things.
No, that's the reason.
Is to have a marathon.
Is basically to get yourself excited for the new movie that's coming out.
To have an excuse to sit down for 10 hours and eat popcorn.
So let's take a look at the movie poster.
Ooh, wait a minute. I want to look up the original movie poster. It's very similar, which I didn't realize until just now.
So Elise pulled up the original poster for The Omen.
It's Gregory Peck and Lee Remick and little silhouetted Damien. And his shadow is a creepy dog.
The Beast. In the first Omen, there is a person who looks like a nun standing in a doorway with this red light that's casting out a cross.
And I think an we're ornate supposed cross. To, I don't know if we're supposed to assume that the cross is upside down, but from her POV, it's not. So
from hers, it's not, but from ours, it is. And that's an interesting note. It also says the most terrifying movie of the year.
I kind of don't like it when they say that.
Because it's like, you have to live up to that.
They said that when Exorcist Believer came out, people were like, oh, people were so scared of that trailer. The trailer was not that creepy for one. And neither was the movie.
I liked the trailer of the Exorcist Believer. You did? Yeah. Oh. Body in the blood, body in the blood.
Body in the blood.
It's, well, to me, that's like when you're making such a bold statement, it goes back to poker logic for me. If someone is showing that they are strong, they're usually weak.
It goes back to Shakespeare logic. Methinks thou doth protest too much. And in this case, they are trying to claim too much.
Well, then I will go to Budweiser logic.
What?
And when
this
you have
Bud's for you,
when you have a beer such as Bud Light or Miller Light saying this one has more flavor than the other one, they're this both one. Wrong. They both taste like water.
They both taste like La Croix.
I think if you have non-alcoholic beer,
it's like Bready like La Croix.
Yeah. Anyways, it kind of looks like a little bit of a retro throwback kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm into it. I'm into it.
Yeah, I like that they kept it simple and they have a little, you know, homage to the first one.
Yeah, I'd nice. Get this on a calendar.
I would get this on a shoe.
A shoe. Like
it would be cool to have that silhouette of the red and black cross on a shoe, because then it's like from your perspective, the cross is right side up, but from everybody on the outside, it's upside down. So who's right? You or the world?
Wow. You got a lot out of that poster.
Yeah.
I was just going to put it on a calendar on every single month.
Oh, you wouldn't look at that calendar.
That's what I went with. So
we have like two calendars right now that you don't even look at.
I needed a third calendar that I won't look at.
Okay.
When are you planning on seeing this? Is this going to be an opening weekend movie in theaters eventually?
There have been a couple movies where like opening weekend. So I feel like I need to be a little bit more discriminating in my trailers that I'm watching, but I really do want to see this one opening weekend.
I think that maybe says that we are craving more horror movies.
I feel like this year's ramping up to be another 2022.
There's definitely like have been some trailers that look really fun.
Yeah.
With the exception of Imaginary.
Which I saw in the theater, and my review is could have been worse. So
that's like a horror movie for teenagers, maybe.
Yeah, you know, it has its place.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm all about this trailer. It is the best trailer of 2024 so far. I am very excited to see it opening weekend. Hopefully I'll get to see some other Omen films before watching this one, and I'll be well versed in all things Damien and the Devil.
And maybe we'll get more versed in backwards speak and we will decode what that phrase is before the movie comes out.
Maybe I'll listen to some more Fever Ray, because that just reminded me that band is awesome. Let us know if you are excited for the first Omen. Have you seen all of the Omen sequels and all the spinoffs?
What's your favorite?
Is it all for Damien?
Is it all for Damien? Have you ever had a governess? If so, was it scary?
Yeah, actually, yes. I would like to know. Have you ever had a governess?
Yeah, what is it like?
If you like what you've heard today, please subscribe, like, and or give us a rating. Thank you for watching and or listening. This has been another episode of Got It.